This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Pope Francis is backing a call by the United Nations for a global ceasefire to allow the world to focus on fighting the coronavirus pandemic instead. Saying the disease knows no borders, Francis appealed to everyone to stop every form of bellicose hostility and choose instead paths towards humanitarian help, diplomatic efforts, and attention to those most vulnerable. More than 669,300 people have been infected by the coronavirus across the world, and more than 30,980 people have died. About a third of the deaths have been in Italy. The death toll in that country climbed by 756 to 10,779, the Civil Protection Agency said Sunday, the second successive fall in the daily rate. Another extremely hard-hit country, Spain, is reporting the highest daily rise so far in coronavirus fatalities, 838 deaths in 24 hours. European Affairs Minister Amélie de Montchalin said Sunday that how the European Union responds to the coronavirus outbreak will determine its credibility and utility. These comments came after the bloc failed to agree last week on measures to cushion the economic blow from the pandemic. The minister said Europe's populist parties would be the winners if EU leaders failed to act together during this major crisis. Meanwhile, in Australia, gatherings will be restricted to just 2 people, down from 10 starting Monday. Also, all playgrounds, outdoor gyms, and skate parks will be closed across the country. The Prime Minister said all citizens over 70 years old, as well as Indigenous people over 50 years old, are strongly advised to self-isolate at home. These are the Australians deemed most vulnerable. This is VOA News. Some 8 hours after stunning the New York metropolitan region with a proposal to place it under quarantine, U.S. President Donald Trump decides against imposing a broad lockdown. His reversal comes on the same day as the U.S. death toll tops 2,100, more than doubling in just 3 days. Of the fatalities, more than a quarter are in New York City. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson is writing to every household in the United Kingdom to urge people to stay home and follow the rules amid the coronavirus outbreak. The letter from Johnson, who tested positive for the virus, warns Britons that things will get worse before they get better, as he urged people to stay indoors and slow the spread. The letter, being delivered to 30 million homes this week, will be accompanied by a leaflet spelling out that and more advice. The 55-year-old leader has been accused of failing to follow the British government's distancing measures himself after he and other UK leaders began self-isolating with virus symptoms. South Korea and Japan said that North Korea Sunday fired 2 suspected ballistic missiles into the sea. This, they say, continues a streak of weapons launches, suggesting North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is trying to strengthen domestic support amid worries about a possible coronavirus outbreak in his country. Taiwan's foreign minister, Joseph Wu, tweeted this weekend that reporters from the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, and the Washington Post are welcome on his democratic island. Taiwan's invitation to American journalists feeling harassed by China to locate there in Taiwan instead would free them from Chinese government pressure, but distance them from Asia's hub for international news. Chinese authorities last week expelled several top reporters, and China threw out 3 other reporters in February because of a news headline calling China a sick man of Asia due to its COVID-19 outbreak. The husband of a jailed British-Iranian aid worker says his wife has had her temporary prison release extended for 2 more weeks by the Iranian government. Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe, currently on leave from prison and at her parents' home in Tehran, was to return to custody on April 4th. In September 2016, she was sentenced to 5 years in prison for allegedly plotting to topple the Iranian government. She denies the charges. Her husband said she was among roughly 80,000 prisoners temporarily released by the Iranian government, a measure authorities said was meant to curb the COVID-19 outbreak. Iran is the hardest hit country in the Middle East by the coronavirus pandemic, with more than 38,300 confirmed cases. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman from Washington.